Want to greet each one in Christ's name this evening. Tell me the old story. Can anybody tell me the scripture verse at the heading of that song? It's a very familiar one. We all know it. John 3:16. Does the story of Jesus ever get old? If it does, then we've got a problem. We can tell it as many times as we want, and it does not get old. Tonight I've chosen to read from Psalms 150. It's the last chapter of the Psalms, and it takes the whole book and pretty well sums it up in six verses. And it's got the word praise in it quite a few times. I counted them up, and it has it in there 13 times in six verses. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. As I read through this, I put this to my own life. Do I always praise the Lord in different stages of my life? Through the day, you're working. Something may go a little wrong. He may be sending it our way for a purpose. Do we praise him, or do we have a tendency to kind of forget about him? And I looked up the word praise. Saying a thing, a person, saying that a thing or person is good. Words that tell the worth or value of a thing or person. Words or song setting forth the glory and goodness of God. There's a lot of things I could have went in here and looked up and said something about, but I think the chapter pretty well speaks for itself. Praise him for his mighty acts. Do we praise him for everything he does for us? If it wasn't for him, none of us would be sitting here tonight. His praise in his sanctuary, in his firmament, according to his excellent greatness. There is no person greater than God. There's times that we may think God is not with us, but if we stop and think, he's with us each step of the way. And that's one thing I had a little hard time accepting through my life. There's times you think God is not with us, he is not near. And I like the plaque that, I don't know what all it says, but it has footprints. It has one set of footprints, and that's when he's carrying us. Do we trust him to our fullest at all times? With no further thoughts, why don't we stand for prayer? Our kind and heavenly and grateful God, we serve, pray that we can look to you for guidance and directions. I want to thank you for that we can praise you in song, in hymns. I want to pray just now that as the songs that we have sung tonight already and the ones that will be sung, that we can sing them from the heart, that we can apply each and every one to our hearts and our lives, that we can go from this place tonight with our cups filled up, with our minds renewed for the week ahead, no matter what life seems to throw at us. Pray that we can praise him in the times when we were in the valleys and even on the mountaintops. Lord, just pray that we can look to you for guidance and direction, that we can have that faith that you will be with us at all times. I want to also pray for those that aren't able to be here. Lord, whatever the situation may be, pray that you would just be with them and bless them. And also for those that are gathered together elsewhere tonight, that you would just bless each and every one. We ask so in Jesus' name. Amen.
To have the children come up at this time, and you can stand up front here, and Jewel Miller will have some songs for you. So children, go ahead and come up front. You can stand right up front here, and Jewel will have some songs for you.
Thank you.
like to say, Brian, thank you for sharing that devotions with us. You know, we talk about putting ourselves into our work, and my wife and I were talking yesterday about having, you know, teaching your children to have pride in your work. And I said, but I'd like to tell the Amish guys that sometime, but I'm not sure if they'd be offended by that or not, if that would be, if they're allowed to use that term or not. But, you know, serving God from the heart or praising the Lord is something that we are called to do and that we are privileged to do because of Jesus in our lives. So thank you for sharing that, Brian. Also, thank you, Jewel, for leading the children in songs. Now, children, I missed not seeing you do the motions, and I enjoy watching, listening, and seeing motions in with songs. So thank you. Let's turn to song number 25 in the Christian hymnal. After this, I have a song group in charge of Andy. It's a volunteer men's group, so anyone that would like to, any of you men, and we encourage you to participate in that, you can come up after this song, and Andy will be in charge of that. Song number 25, let's stand.
I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Sing two songs this evening. First one's a song of thanksgiving. My God, I thank you, thank thee. A lot of things we have to be thankful for, and there's a list of things that it goes through. Just a number of things that we are blessed with every day we may not even think about. The second song I had to think of in relation to the message this morning, Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. I trust that's all of our testimony this evening, that we have done that. And if we find ourselves lacking, that it's not too late. So sing number 18. 18.
My God, I thank thee who has made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are here, noble and bright. I thank thee more than all our joy is touched with pain. The shadows fall on brightest stars that thorns remain, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our shame. I thank thee, Lord, that here our souls, though amply blessed, can never find, although they seek a perfect rest, nor ever shall until they lean on Jesus' rest.
Amen. 427.
Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Naked, poor, despised, forsaken, thou from hence my all shalt be. Perish every fond ambition, all have sought or won.
Thank you, Andy, for being in charge of that, and thankful for the opportunity to do that together. Let's turn to song number 156 in the Christian hymnal. After this, Miss Melissa has a group, I believe she's here. We'll have that after this. Hymn 156 in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you.
Miss Alyssa.
Good evening. We are singing two songs tonight, and first song we're singing is entitled "I'm Mine No More." I'm mine no more because Jesus is my Lord, and He's coming again.
Thank you very much, girls. That was very beautiful. Somebody have another? Somebody would have a selection after this song. I had a request that Andy and Mark and Matt and Joseph would come up and sing "I Am the Bread of Life" because we just had that passage in our Sunday school, and then you're free to choose another song to sing after that if you wish as well. So is that doable? I'd be lying if I said I'm sorry I put it on you like this. I don't see any shaking heads, so we'll go with it. All right, does anybody have a selection? 42 in the Christian hymnal.
Jesus, our God, the Son. No one who comes to me will hunger again. No one who believes will ever thirst. All that the Father draws will come to me, and
much for sharing those two psalms with us. It was a real blessing. Let's turn to song number 474, and I'd like to sing the first and last verses. I'd like to have the, in the Christian hymnal, I'd like to have the chorus come up on the fourth verse, the last verse. ...474, Christian hymnal, first and last verse.
Thank you. really blessed tonight. We're really blessed with this morning's service as well. Like God spoke to a rather painful need in my own life. And we have four songs to sing tonight. Four songs that you've heard many times. I don't know if I should apologize or not. I guess I won't. I hope that you'll be blessed by them.
Call me by name, and because you don't understand, but He'll make it plain in the morning. So we'll hold to His unchanging hand.
We shall raise by the side of the sun.
Jesus, we love.